live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, detectives from the PSNI are continuing to appeal for information in relation to the death of Luna McKinney, who died during a boating holiday with her family in Fermanagh this year. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following an armed robbery at a bookmaker's in Raphoe on Friday night last. The British Prime Minister says there's no question about her commitment to avoid a hard border with Northern Ireland. And a cash reward is being offered for information in connection to a robbery at a filling station in Oma. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First in news, detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland's Serious Crime Branch are continuing to appeal for information about Donegal woman Luna McKinney, who died during a boating holiday with her family in Fermanagh this year. Mrs. McKinney's husband, 41-year-old Stephen McKinney, with an address at Flackfields Convoy, has been charged with her murder. Trish Lafferty reports.
The PSNI have today released a photo of 35-year-old Luna McKinney, who died at Devonish Island, Fermanagh, on the 13th of April this year. As the investigation into her death continues, her husband was last week charged with her murder and possession of a Class C drug. Mr. McKinney was refused bail after a witness said he was a flight risk, as he had money and property in China. Police are particularly keen to hear from anyone who knew her or anyone who had contact with Mrs. McKinney, who lived in Convoy, County Donegal, in the months preceding her death. An Garda Síochána are working jointly with the PSNI to investigate Luna's death, and anyone with information can contact either the PSNI or Letterkenny Garda Station.
The British Prime Minister says there's no question about her commitment to avoid a hard border with Northern Ireland. Over the weekend, her Brexit Secretary David Davis suggested last Friday's agreement was more a guideline than legally binding. In the House of Commons in the last few minutes, Theresa May says they are firmly committed to the deal.
So, Mr. Speaker, there can be no question about our commitment to avoiding barriers both north, south and east, west. We will continue to work with all Northern Irish parties and the Irish government in the second phase of the talks, and continue to encourage the re-establishment of the Northern Ireland Executive so that Northern Ireland's voice is fully heard throughout this process.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says the agreement isn't as strong as the government first suggested.
It is based upon good faith, and as long as good faith on both sides of the negotiations continued, then you would hope that we would be moving in that direction. But if this agreement collapses, then good faith is off the table, and everything that was agreed at the weekend is likely to be off the table at the same time. And that is the major, major mistake by this government, that they have allowed this to move on without tying down the issues so crucial to us in Donegal and indeed the whole border community and indeed the island of Ireland.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following an armed robbery at a bookmaker's in Raphoe on Friday night last. It is reported that around 9:30, a number of males wearing dark clothing entered the premises on Irish Street carrying what is believed to be a handgun. The two men threatened staff and demanded money. Gardaí believe the intruders made off in a vehicle with a small amount of cash. Inspector Pat O'Donnell is appealing to anyone who was in the vicinity on Friday evening to contact Gardaí.
About 9:30 on Friday evening, two males with their faces covered, wearing dark clothing, entered bookmakers in Raphoe, and they demanded money. They were carrying what appeared to be handguns, and they obtained a small amount of cash and left around 9:30 p.m. So anybody who was in Raphoe, around Irish Street in Raphoe, around 9:15 and 9:45 on Friday evening in around Irish Street, would be asking them to assist us in coming forward information about two males acting suspiciously, possibly getting into a vehicle in around 9:30 p.m. And leaving the scene. Again, they can contact Letterkenny Station at 0749167100 if they can provide any assistance whatsoever.
And nobody was injured during the incident, but I'm sure the staff were left visibly shaken.
Yeah, nobody was injured. The staff were threatened and they were shaken, and you can imagine it was a very frightening experience for them. But thankfully, nobody was injured, and it was a very passed up very quickly.
Meanwhile, there's been another attempted break-in at a service station, this time in Glenswilly. Thieves attempted to break into McFadden's in Glenswilly overnight, but it's reported they were disturbed and escaped empty-handed. Gardaí have not issued any formal statements, but it's understood the investigation is looking at links to previous burglaries at similar premises across the county. Donegal County Council Cathaoirleach and JPC member Councillor Jerry McMonagall says this is a worrying development.
This gang seems to be still operating in the county and moving about quite freely. I'm aware that Gardaí have put extra resources towards apprehending these criminals. And thankfully, as you say, last night they were disturbed, and hopefully the Gardaí will maybe get some information or evidence that can lead them to the criminals involved. It's worrying for the retailers in that they're buying a lot of stock in now for Christmas and looking to get a few pound made over the Christmas period when people's out spending. I would, you know, be looking that we would get more resources to help the local Gardaí take the battle to these criminals.
And with these break-ins continuing, it appears, and also reports of an armed robbery at a bookmaker's in Raphoe last Friday night, it would certainly appear along the border in particular that the situation is escalating and does demand a response.
Yeah, we've always had a number of cross-border robberies, and at times it spikes. There hasn't been that many in recent times. But again, you know, we're on the doorstep of a large city and a very large rural area within the north. The numbers being depleted here, Gardaí numbers being depleted to the extent they are in this county, it is a very difficult job for the Gardaí, but in fairness, they're doing the best they can. And I've noticed in recent days more checkpoints are visible, and which is very much welcomed. And hopefully the Gardaí will get the breakthrough.
Meanwhile, the Justice Minister and Acting Garda Commissioner are again being urged to intervene to increase Garda numbers in the Donegal Division, with 384 in the county at present, down 21% on 2009. Donegal Deputy Patrick Gallagher says of the 1,400 new Garda recruits taking on since September 2014, only 24 have been posted to Donegal. That's just 1.7% of the total. Deputy Gallagher says what's most concerning of all is the lack of community Gardaí in the county.
The economy is now improving. There are more recruits passing out of Temple Moor, and therefore we should receive more than an equitable share of the numbers that are passing out. 1,400 recruits since September 2014, only 24 of those were posted to Donegal.
You spoke of an equitable share. The number you just gave us, that's less than 2%. That doesn't appear to be equitable in anyone's book.
It's far from equitable. In fact, 1.7% of new guards or recruits posted to the county since 2014. Any objective assessment of this would suggest very clearly that Donegal should be getting many more guards here.
And much talk about community guard, the much talk about the changing face of policing with an emphasis on the community. One might expect that would mean a large number of community guard the deployed right across the Donegal division. The actual figure, as you've been given it, is two.
Yeah, well, the minister has indicated that in his reply, that in the entire county at present only two community posts exist, and this is not good enough. It's impossible for two community guardie to carry out the duties that they would like to carry out throughout the county, and I will be focusing in on that in the course of early next year.
A cash reward is being offered for information in connection to a robbery at a filling station in Oma. It's believed that a man entered McCullough Centre on Drumore Road last evening at approximately 7:15, threatening a member of staff with a hammer. The man made off in the direction of Colmore Park with a large sum of money. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan has condemned the incident.
Unfortunately, it is the latest of business premises to be targeted in Tyrone. And I'm understanding from listening to the news over the weekend that there's quite a number in Donegal as well. It's that time of year, unfortunately, where individuals feel that they can take it upon themselves to target business premises that work hard all year, tirelessly all year round, and attempt to rob them and put staff and the public at risk and in danger. It's completely unacceptable. It's something that we are working and speaking with PSNI about, and we want anyone with any information to come forward that may lead to a prosecution in this case. But it is understood that it had left people very, very shaken. It's something that sends shockwaves right across the wider community. people are very, very keen to get those, or the person, the individual responsible, caught. There is images going around Facebook that were provided very kindly by the business owners of the person coming in with their face masked and covered up, wearing almost an entirely grey type clothing, tracks of bottoms, a hood up, black gloves. That's the individual that we're looking for. That's the individual the police are keen to get a hold of.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 30 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. The FA have asked Manchester United and Manchester City for their observations following incidents in the tunnel after the Premier League match at Old Trafford yesterday. It's understood the City coach Mikel Arteta cut his head during a confrontation following their 2-1 win. United were reportedly upset about how their rivals celebrated the victory. The incident wasn't included in referee Michael Oliver's match report, so the FA will now investigate. The meeting of defending champions Real Madrid and big spending Paris Saint-Germain is perhaps the pick of the Champions League last 16 ties. Chelsea are the only Premier League side that will be away from home for their second leg, and they face the mighty Barcelona. Tottenham will take on last season's runners-up Juventus. The last two winners of the Europa League will meet as Manchester United face Sevilla. Manchester City go up against Basel, while Liverpool have been drawn to face Porto. The other matchups will see Bayern Munich against Besiktas and Shakhtar Donetsk take on Roma. The first legs will be played in the second and third midweeks in February. Celtic will have a trip to Russia in the last 32 of the Europa League after being drawn against Zenit St. Petersburg. They've dropped down in the competition after finishing third in the Champions League group. Meanwhile, Arsenal will face a Swedish side, Östersunds. Cardiff can move to within 2 points of Championship leaders Wolves tonight. Neil Warnock's side are away to Reading. Kickoff time there is at 8 o'clock. Now, the SSE Air Trustee Premier Division Winners Trophy and the FAI Senior Cup are in Donegal today. Cork City captain Johnny Dunleavy is back in his hometown of Ballybuffet, bringing the trophies to his old schools and family and friends. Johnny is in rehab on a knee injury at the moment, but hopes to be back playing with the champions next season. He also hopes to tie down a new deal at Turner's Cross soon. Johnny joined us in studio earlier today, where he said the experience of winning with Cork is something special.
It's not something that happens every day and not something that comes around very often. And I think nearly when we achieved it at the time, we probably didn't realise how big an achievement it was. But I think to see the scenes down in Cork after we did it, to see the amount of people that came out celebrating, and then even, you know, outside of that, the people that would come up to you in the street now and say that, you know, they can't, what you've done for the city and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty incredible. Like, and it's lovely to be able to bring them up home. But it's a bit humbling and kind of, you know, it's an honour in a way to go back and to go, you know, to go into my old schools and stuff like that, and to see the corridors, the same corridors that I walked up when I was small and that, and to be able to bring the cups back is lovely. And, you know, you see the look on the wee kids' faces when they see them, especially in the primary school, I suppose, because they're, you know, they're so eager to ask questions and that. And then you have the strange sensation then of walking into the staff room and being on the other side of the wall and, you know, meeting the teachers. It's very weird the first time you walk in there, because you're kind of not supposed to be in there, you know. But, no, it was lovely now to be back in this morning. And next stop now, I'll go back and, I suppose, visit my granny in Balfay.
Johnny Dunleavy speaking to me earlier today, and you can watch that interview in full by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Gaelic Games, the new Donegal jersey was launched today at the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. The KN Group and the Abbey Hotel are the two sponsors on the jersey. The new season gets underway for Donegal with the Dr. McKenna Cup on Wednesday, January the 3rd against Queens. Michael Murphy was on hand today to model the new jersey, and the Glen Swilly man is looking forward to the new start.
With new management and a new year, then a new jersey kind of sets it off rightly too. So I say it's a new start for us all. So yeah, say it looks well. And please God, when we have it on, it brings us a bit of luck too. Similar to the 92 jersey in a way with the green sleeves. So hopefully it brings similar results.
Tell me, back in training, looking forward to the new year.
I can't wait till again. I think I suppose this year's been a hell of a lot longer year off in comparison to getting knocked out fairly early last year. I suppose the year's been quite long, but just like any player, I'm still no different to when the first time. You get excited this time of year to see the new faces and to see how they respond, number one, to the training, how they respond, I suppose, to the kind of cup, and then they can stake claims for National League spots. So yes, a relatively fresh panel, relatively new panel, quite inexperienced, but at the same time, it's endless opportunities there for them all to stake place, and I suppose signs have been good so far, and and management have had a fresh approach to things too, which is very good.
Michael Murphy there speaking to Tom Comack. Well, Paddy McGrath was also there today in Donegal Town for the launch of the brand new jersey that the county players will be wearing in 2018. Paddy himself is targeting a return to playing with the county in March. The Airdrie man is currently working hard on his rehab to strengthen the knee he injured while playing in the club championship in September against Gwydir. Speaking at the launch today, Paddy hopes to be back in full training with Donegal by February.
That's going good, Dave. Very happy with progress. Going well ahead of schedule, as a consultant would say, so he's very happy with progress, working with the physio, Cahal Ellis, and he's happy with progress as well. So now it's going good. I'm trying to rehab it better, so I was given two options, either go down the operation route or try and rehab it better. So it's a matter of just building up the knee and building up all the muscles around it and letting the knee heal as much as possible. So it's feeling great, like, it's feeling very good. You know, I say I'll be aiming, you know, in around March time to get back, you know, so I get back playing in around that time, so even get to training just before that there, like, so that's the ideal scenario. So, but there's a lot of things to happen, you know, when I get back running and see how the knee performs and stuff like that.
Paddy McGrath on his hopes to get back training and play with Donegal real soon. Finally, in rugby, there's one game tonight in the European Champions Cup as Saracens take on Clermont. This game was cancelled over the weekend, but Allianz Park is now safe enough to allow supporters in to watch the match this evening, and that will get underway very soon at 5:30. That's it, Michaela. We'll have more sport in Highland tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. HICWA has published the results of the patient experience survey carried out in May of this year. Almost 450 patients responded to the survey at Letterkenny University Hospital, 52% of all eligible patients. Overall, patients' ratings of their experiences at the hospital were slightly below the national average. 82% of patients at Letterkenny had a very good or good experience, compared with 84% nationally. Carly Knorr reports.
The admissions process received the highest score of all stages of care, with a significant number of patients saying they were treated with respect and dignity in the emergency department. Patients also reported having enough privacy on the ward. However, HICWA says the emergency department waiting times must be addressed, as the majority of patients reported waiting longer than the 6-hour target time. Nonetheless, patient-reported waiting times at Letterkenny University Hospital were shorter than the national average. Communication was also highlighted as an area needing improvement, with a significant number of patients reporting that they did not always receive answers from doctors that they could understand. Concern was also expressed that many patients or their families did not have enough time to discuss their care and treatment with a doctor. There was also concerns about the clarity of answers to questions about operations or medical procedures. The discharge or transfer process received the lowest score of all stages of care, with many patients saying the hospital staff had not taken their family or home situation into account when organising their discharge. Hospital management have published a comprehensive response. The full HICWA report and the hospital's response can be read on our website at highlandradio.com.
Met Aaron says the worst is over weather-wise, but it's going to stay cold all week. Temperatures dropped as low as -8 just before dawn and should reach no more than 4 degrees tonight. Snow, ice and slush in the roads have caused travel disruption, with schools in parts of Donegal closed today. Forecaster John Eagleton says conditions are to improve.
The worst is over in the sense that temperatures will be lowest today and last night. Through the rest of the week, they're going to stay low, but they won't be quite as low as they were. Like tonight, will be the coming night will be another frost, but temperatures just down to -3, and it'll clear more quickly on Tuesday morning.
A baby teenager and a woman are in hospital after being shot in West Dublin today. The shooting happened at Parlixton Gardens at around 12:30 and is believed to be related to an ongoing feud. A man has been arrested on suspicion of possessing ammunition and is currently being held at Blanchardstown Garda Station. Superintendent Liam Carlin has described what Gardaí found when they arrived at the scene.
They discovered a 17-year-old male who was suffering from gunshot wounds, a female approximately 29 years of age. She was holding an infant, an 8-month-old infant, who also received gunshot wounds. They have been removed to hospital. Their condition is not life-threatening, but clearly they were struck by a number of pellets from, believed to be a shotgun.
for weather now, cold today with some sunshine and occasional showers of rain, hail and sleet. There will be a few isolated snow showers inland with highest temperatures of just 3 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following an armed robbery at a bookmaker's in Raphoe on Friday night last. It's reported that around 9:30, two men wearing dark clothing entered the premises on Irish Street carrying what is believed to be a handgun. The British Prime Minister says there's no question about her commitment to avoid a hard border with Northern Ireland. Over the weekend, her Brexit Secretary David Davis suggested last Friday's agreement was more a guideline than legally binding. Detectives from the Police Service of Northern Ireland's Serious Crime Branch are continuing to appeal for information about Donegal woman Luna McKinney, who died during a boating holiday with her family in Fermanagh this year. Miss McKinney's husband, 41-year-old Stephen McKinney, with an address at Flackfields Convoy, has been charged last week with her murder. And there's been another attempted break-in at a service station, this time in Glenswilly. Thieves attempted to break into McFadden's in Glenswilly overnight, but it's reported they were disturbed and escaped empty-handed. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 11th. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Catherine Gallagher, Rockhill, Dunfanaghy. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to arrive at Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy at 4 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery, Creeslaw. House private at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Directors, Creeslaw. The death has taken place in his 100th year of Leo McGinley, Ballysheedy, County Limerick and formerly of Kilcar, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at his home in Ballysheedy tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Remove on Wednesday to St Patrick's Church, Donaghmore, to arrive for 12 noon Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Donaghmore Cemetery. The death has taken place at her home of Maggie Harden, Maggie Johnny, Middle Door, Bombeg. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. House private from after the Rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Donegal Cancer Flights, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The peaceful death has taken place at her late residence of Anne McDyer, Mass Glenties. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Medical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Kennedy, Funeral Director, Glenties. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has occurred in Letterkenny University Hospital of Maurice O'Donnell, Murray, Mulladuff, Kincashla. His remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home with removal at 5:30 this evening, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Kathleen McGill, née O'Kane, 67 Gortaclare Road, Donamana. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Donamana. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers will need donations in lieu of flowers to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son, Funeral Directors, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton.